Polygon joins the Bank of England's Digital Pound Lab. Polygon has joined the Bank of England's Digital Pound Lab, according to an update posted by the network's official account on August 17, 2026. The lab is the central bank's structured sandbox for testing how a digital pound could work in practice, and Polygon's entry places a public blockchain inside a research program that most participants have run through private or permission systems. The Digital Pound Lab sits under the Bank of England's long-running work on a potential UK central bank digital currency. The Digital Pound has been in public consultation since 2023, and the lab is the hands-on layer of that effort, a controlled environment where the bank works alongside private firms to build and test payment use cases before any decision to issue is made. Adding Polygon to that roster gives the bank a live public chain to experiment against, rather than only closed infrastructure it controls end-to-end, a public chain inside a central bank sandbox. The choice of a public network is the part worth pausing on. Central banks have historically leaned toward permissioned ledgers for CBDC experiments, where every validator is known and access is gated. A public chain like Polygon operates on the opposite premise: open participation, third-party validators, and a shared settlement layer that anyone can build on. Testing a digital pound against that model lets the bank probe questions it cannot answer in a walled system. It can look at how programmable payments behave on infrastructure the central bank does not own, how a regulated digital currency might interact with existing tokens and applications, and where the control boundaries need to sit. Polygon has spent 2026 positioning itself for exactly this kind of institutional work, and a slot in the Digital Pound Lab is a concrete result of that push rather than a press release partnership, part of a wider central bank pattern. The timing lines up with a broader shift in how monetary authorities treat digital money. Days earlier, the Bank of England signaled it would pilot stablecoins and a digital pound in cross-border trade finance, pairing a private token with a central bank instrument in the same test. Polygon joining the lab fits the same direction of travel, a central bank engaging directly with the technology instead of studying it from a distance. The United Kingdom has been building its crypto and digital asset framework in parallel through its financial regulator, and the Bank of England's lab is the settlement infrastructure side of that same agenda. A public blockchain earning a place in it is a signal that open networks are being treated as candidate rails for regulated money, not just speculative assets to be fenced off. The settlement layer beneath everyday spending. For most people, a CBDC feels abstract. The connection to daily life runs through the plumbing. The rails a central bank tests today shape how stablecoin balances and digital money move through the payment system tomorrow, including the networks that sit behind crypto cards at the point of sale. Polygon already carries real payment volume. Stablecoin transfers, tokenized assets, and consumer apps settle on it, and several card and wallet products route activity through the chain. If a digital pound experiment validates that a public network can carry regulated money under a central bank supervision that lends weight to the same infrastructure crypto users already rely on when they spend, the distance between a central bank sandbox and a card swipe is shorter than it looks. Both depend on a settlement layer clearing value quickly and cheaply. There's a limit to read into this. Joining a research lab is not issuance, and the digital pound is still a proposal the bank has not committed to launching. Participation means Polygon gets to build and test inside the program, not that a UK CBDC will run on it. The bank has repeatedly framed the lab as exploratory, and no decision on whether to proceed with a digital pound has been made. Signal over price crypto markets did not react to the news. As of August 17, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $63,059, up 0.1% on the day, with Ether near $18,890, up 0.7%, and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 37 in fear territory. This is a structural development, not a price catalyst. The value is in the validation. When a G7 central bank invites a public blockchain into its digital currency research, it moves the network from crypto project toward candidate financial infrastructure in the eyes of regulators and banks. That reputational shift filters down slowly into clearer rules, more institutional support, and eventually broader acceptance of the rails that carry both official and private digital money. For anyone holding assets on Polygon or spending through products built on it, the direction matters more than any single day's price.